Governor Peter Shulman joined AT&T executives Thursday to celebrate progress in Vermont's efforts to expand cellular coverage throughout the state. But as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, there is more work to be done.
Even if it hasn't earned him as many critics as his abandoned promise to bring single-payer health care to Vermont, cell service has become something of a liability to Shumlin. Here he is in 2011 on his first day as governor.
Today I am proud to launch Connect Vermont, an initiative to deliver by 2013 my promise of high-speed internet access and cell service to every corner of our state. If not, thank you.
But almost 4 years later, as 2014 was winding to a close, a 71-year-old woman named Patricia Little died in a snowstorm in a field near her home trying to get help for her husband who'd fallen in the driveway. The Littles couldn't use their landline because of a power outage, and they still didn't have cell service at home. According to Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia, the Littles' home is one of a slowly shrinking number without cell coverage.
On the wireless piece, we've actually gone from 85% to 92% of the addresses covered with wireless. Now that's addresses, so homes, and we still have lots of dead spots like this on roads, but we're making progress.
That progress was what Shumlin was celebrating this week.
This is a big deal. Anyone who does business, lives, or gets near Chittenden County knows that when you get to Richmond, we always said, we're hitting a Richmond hole. We're going to lose you.
That hole is no more, Shumlin says, thanks to the work of AT&T, which just put up cellular antennas on a silo at a local dairy farm. Shumlin says he's proud of progress so far, but he wasn't willing to make any promises for Vermonters who still live in dead zones.
You know, I have been focused on universal broadband, high speed to every last mile. We're delivering on that promise. We're improving cell service as we go. But it's going to take years to get universal access to every single dirt road, every corner of Vermont.
This time, the governor didn't set a deadline. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.